George was a giant, the scruffiest giant in town. He always wore the same pair of old brown sandals and the same old patched-up gown. "I wish I wasn't the scruffiest giant in town," he said sadly. But one day, George noticed a new shop. It was full of smart clothes. So he bought a smart shirt, a smart pair of trousers, a smart belt, a smart stripy tie, some smart socks with diamonds up the side, and a pair of smart shiny shoes. "Now I'm the smartest giant in town," he said. The Metropolitan Police, working for a safer London. Once docked, the gas will be offloaded into a 4-kilometre pipeline, which will take it down to a brand new ethane tank. The tank has just been commissioned, along with the import facilities and infrastructure. It's part of the £450 million plan at the site. The tank can store 60,000 cubic metres of gas, making it the largest in Europe. Add a little fun and luxury to your holiday wardrobe. Shop Pink Tahiti for designer bikinis, swimwear and beachwear. Good afternoon. On the show today, we're talking foreign affairs and the prospects for a peaceful solution in Syria. That in the company of Shashank Joshi, a senior research fellow at the Royal United Services Institute. I'm also joined today by Anastasia Duval, a former primary teacher and deputy director of the think tank Civitas. She's here to talk about the government's plans to build more grammar schools. And we'll have the latest live from the scene of this morning's train derailment in York. From the moment we welcomed our first stray dog in 1860, we've been placing our animals at the centre of everything we do. More than 3 million animals later, we are still working hard to ensure every dog and cat lives in a home where they are treated with love, care and respect. From all of us at Battersea Dogs and Cats Home, we thank you for your support.